Shall I donate a vital organ to your lust for watching me suffer?
Quiet, Doc. I've got to concentrate.
There was a new menace, an unnatural threat beyond the storm in the Thrashing Sea. This threat was man-made, but of what type, Christy couldn't tell. Her latent muti senses had been in turmoil since they had left port in Florida. Drawing much of her inner strength from the land itself, Christy never felt at ease when on water anyway, and she had attributed her feelings to that.
Something's wrong. Something's bad wrong.
Mildred got up and reached over to feel the redhead's sweaty brow.
God, Christy, you're on fire.
Got to warn Ryan, there's danger. I'm seeing red. Blood red.
What kind of danger? The storm?
Christy was thrown off her feet and onto her upper back and neck. The suddenness of the explosion smashed her down with terrific force, knocking her instantly unconscious as she slid toward the gaping hole that had just appeared in the hull. Jack, who had been coming back down the companionway into the lower part of the boat when the blast occurred, didn't have a second to react as he was thrown forward down the narrow passageway and directly into the newly created hole. Jack twisted his live body as he fell, managing not to break his neck when he hit the churning water. He struggled to maintain some kind of proper sense of which way was up. Seeing Christy's limp body already being sucked into the undertow beneath the vessel, he pushed himself down farther, under the chilling ocean, and grabbed a fistful of long red hair. On the deck of the craft, Ryan had turned the controls over to JB seconds before the blast. The one-eyed man was hurled into a console, and he grabbed for purchase, trying to stay on his feet.
What the fuck was that? You hit a rock?
Out here? No way. That was an explosion of some kind.
Who would try and attack us in the middle of this?
No one. We must have hit a mine.
We're going down. Find the life rafts. I'm going below to check on the others. Don't worry about the controls. We're triple screwed now anyway. I don't think we're gonna crash into another boat out here alone in this mess.
On it.
JB headed onto the unprotected deck and into the full brunt of the storm. Already the yacht was starting to list badly, and the stern was beginning to rise on an incline as the lower hull took on water. Whipping whitecaps were everywhere across the surface of the churning ocean. The increased activity caused heavy seas to spring up and crash down over the patch's bow, sending shudders down the length of the boat's hull. Ryan entered the stairwell that led to the galleon berths.
Ryan!
Mildred was trying to help a pained Doc up the steps. Below Doc, Dean was pushing the old man by the buttocks. A look of sheer panic was pasted on the boy's face. Ryan reached down past the struggling Mildred and snatched Doc by the collar of his frock coat, boldly pulling the other man up with one hand. Coasting on adrenaline, Ryan stared past his son and realized that no one else was coming.
Where's Christy? Where's Christy and Jack?
She went under, through the hole. She was limp, had to be unconscious. Jack fell in after her, but at least he was alert and awake. I think he was trying to grab her.
Mildred had known Ryan for some time now, and she'd seen him caught up in the throes of any and all emotions. Usually his face was a mask. The only way to judge any emotional turmoil was to look at the color of the long scar that stretched from his eye to his chin. The more upset Ryan got, the redder the scar would pulse. This time, even the scar was ghostly white. Ryan spun back up and away from Mildred. He spotted a dirty coil of rope hanging beside the companionway and snatched it off the hook. He ran out onto the deck of the ship. Ryan tossed his pistol to JB.
Hold this!
Ryan began to quickly tie the rope around his waist. By now, the boat had a near 30-degree angle, with the nose beginning to rise high in the night air. JB was carrying a tight bundle of plastic.
Only one raft, but it's big. Should hold us all.
He paused, noting the absence of Christy and Jack.
Where's...
Overboard! Get that raft up and everybody in it. I'm going over, but I'll need an anchor so I can find my way back.
JB pulled a cord, and the raft began to fill with compressed air. Once Ryan could see that the old pre-dark inflating mechanism wasn't going to malfunction, he handed his oldest living friend the end of the rope.
Tie this to the raft.
We've lost him, Ryan. You'll never find her in this muck.
I've got to try.
Below the surface, the water was no calmer. The sea churned all around, and Ryan's sense of direction was compromised. A vision from his dream in the Matran's chamber rushed into his mind's eye. In that vision, the water had been much clearer and had color. Ryan realized that the vision had been wrong. The ocean was neither green nor blue. The ocean was black.